Hey guys, how are you doing? I hope you're doing okay. This is Proclaim, and we just wanted to talk to you, check on you, ask how you're doing. It's been quite a while. It has been a while. And we're just here chilling with the girls. No. Yeah, so we decided to come and check on you, see how you're doing. And also, we have something to tell you. We are celebrating a very big milestone, which is 10 years. And I think you've been seeing the videos coming out on YouTube. Yeah. And that album is called Thus Far. And it's basically us celebrating and thanking God for 10 years of Proclaim, the existence of Proclaim, and how God has been faithful to us. He has never failed us. And we are going forward. And there's really nothing that we are, we're not disappointed. We are so thankful to how far God has brought us. And
amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. We have been, it's been a season of celebration. It just wasn't one day or just last year, because last year is when we made 10 years. We recorded the videos that you're seeing, the new ones on YouTube, were recorded last year on the 28th of August when we did the 10-year celebration as a Kids Sunday service at church. We are very, very, very glad that God has always been with us, that God started with us and He's still moving with us. Yeah. You guys are going to see more videos. There's more coming. Don't relax. Share the ones you have and be excited. Yes, be excited. There's more coming. There's more in the kitchen, Now, before I go any further, I really, really want to thank God for how faithful He's been. He's been so gracious to us. He's been amazing to us. Some of us came here, I will say this very personally, we didn't know how to sing at all. Sure. But the our pastors had faith in us that yes, you can do it. there are videos that are going to be coming on YouTube. You guys are going to see them and say, yeah, you're going to see these kids. Honestly, there was a lot not going right.
I said, this guy has a future. Incredible, incredible, incredible worship band, incredible people of God. Someone give them another better hand. Thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of all our children. We pray that the anointing of all our children is upon their lives.
Thank you.
almost half of us couldn't sing, almost half of us couldn't stand on stage. But for some reason, 10 years down the road, this is us now. So we thank the Lord so much. We thank our parents for believing in us, for sending us to church, sending their alone children on borders to go to church in the cold, in the rain. Yeah, for all those things. Our pastors, Pastors Robert and Jessica Kayanja, for the platform.
Yeah.
Miracle Center Cathedral is a big deal. Like, those that don't know, it's a glass church, guys. Anyway, moving on, like, to normal stuff. Like, it was a really big deal. Our parents knew Pastor Robert Kayanja, our grandparents, saying lots of things about him moving to different countries. And then there come these children. These children who believed they could sing. No, these are powerful ministers. Honestly, we didn't see that. We didn't see any of those things. I remember the first time we sang our very first song. Literally, the only voices that
this video.
The only voices that you could hear,
we're not giving.
Daisy,
not me.
Emphasis on Daisy,
yeah.
And I think DMA were the only ones doing the right thing, the tenors.
Yeah.
Crystal, we don't know what she was doing. She was the lead singer. That's how much they trusted her. I was in the village, of course. Anyway, they believed in us. They gave us a platform, and we thank them so much. If it wasn't for them, maybe we wouldn't be this far. Maybe no one would have known about the vision of Proclaim. But right now we stand. There's a team of younger children. There's a team rising up in the new generation, and it's amazing. Like, none of us knew we would ever get here. We thank God. We thank our pastors, Pastor Robert and Jessica Kayanja. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for standing with us.
Yes. So Creamy and Crystal were thanking Pastor Robert and Jessica Kayanja, and we thank them so much. And that's why we are really deeply saddened by the rumors going on the social media platforms and TikTok and YouTube about
the propaganda.
About sodomy being connected to Pastor Robert Kayanja. We were raised in ministry. We came when we were so, so young. Pastor Robert Kayanja has raised us. He has raised countless, you know, youths in the country. He has fathered many people, his children, not his children. And he's a love of people.
The challenges you are faced with today are enormous, because education is by payment. Medical bills is by payment. So if your family doesn't have money, money can be a challenge to you, even if you want to live a godly life. My answer will be, or to the parents, is that the same answer you've given us here, you've given them us in little capsules, but they're the real answers. Be with God, be patient with God, read your Bible, pray. They're seemingly to be very simple issues, simple answers. But those are the fundamental answers that have raised generations before. They are not to reinvent the wheel. Those are the real answers that have raised great people today. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So another question would be, what's the role of parents, pastors, and the community to today's generation?
The role of pastors, leaders, community, is greater, it's going to be greater than it has ever been before. Because it's no longer only that it takes a village to raise a child. You guys, I had you quote things in the Bible magazines that are printed outside. So now it takes the whole world to raise a child. Maybe the clothes you're wearing were made in China or United States. The shoes you are made in Germany. The books you are reading. The cars you are driving in are made in Japan. So now it takes a whole village, to a whole nation, to raise one child. So the role of parents is to be parents. I'm a parent to my children. As they are growing now, we are becoming friends. But when they were growing up, I was a parent. That's what it was. Okay? I am a parent. A parent will discipline you. A parent will speak to you. A parent will sit you down. A parent is the only person you run to when friends and enemies are fighting you. So parents must become parents. Pastors must become pastors. A good example of a good pastor to our children is Pastor Isaac. and Pastor Nicholas. They have been there. There are times I was their age, probably I would have helped young people. But at my stage now, it's difficult for me to really understand you guys, what you are going through. The language changes, you rap, you do poems, you do all kinds of stuff. This one is dressed today like a boss. All of us, we are like his servants. So you kids are keep on changing and transforming every single day. So we need to have pastors. That's why Miracle Center has one of the best pastors, especially for our children. Especially to our children. When you guys are taking over the service, and you are the future pastors. When I heard him speak, and all of you, you can take over the church and preach it into heaven. So to heaven. So we are honored and we are blessed. So the role of a pastor, the role of leaders, politicians, they must make laws that will protect our children, preserve them, but also not be protective so much of them, but to thrust them where they're supposed to go. And then they'll be able to do much more.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So let me ask a question. Yes. Since we are running out of time, each one of you must speak to me. What do you want to become? What is your name again? And what do you want to become when you grow up?
Oh, my name is Babali Regan. I'm 14. I want to become a doctor.
You want to become a doctor?
Yes.
I mean, your confidence you are exuding at this stage is seriously, you're going to be a leader. Don't only limit yourself to being a doctor, but be a doctor and do many other things, because you have just exemplified what a leader does. You listen, you ask questions, you handle people very well, and that is a very plus.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you, what do you want to become when you grow up?
I want to become many things. As you say, you don't have to limit yourself to one thing. I want to become a doctor, as he said. I also have that passion. But at the same time, I want to be a leader. I want to be a gospel musician. You know, there are so many things. And I believe I can be that.
Exactly. You can do all things through Christ who gives you this. Let me say this to you. The reason why we open the door for you to allow you in the children's church is to do two things. To clap your hands for us. And to give us your money. That's your purpose today. That's your purpose today. Yes. Mabonga, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up in future, I want to become an engineer.
You want to become an engineer. Wonderful. Yes.
Praise the Lord. When I grow up, I want to become an artist.
You want to become an artist. In fact, you're already an artist, because I saw you doing a poem. I saw you literally, when you were talking, you even got up and start talking. So you're going to be, you're a people person. You're up front here. And sometimes it is, listen, every time when I grew up, when you say I want to be an artist, my father could slap you. Because an artist, they thought, was the one who does the painting. And when you say artist, that's why these people don't get you. They don't get you. Tebakufuna. Tebakulaba wo, banobola ba. Baro oza artist ibasizi baby fanany. No, that word means a lot. Ababa somesa baba kola bubi. So when someone said I want to be an artist, it means there will be a million people before you, which you are dealing with every day. Alaba nenga lobazi kuba kumanga chigambo arti tebakitegera. Yes.
I like to repeat my name. My name is Mutewi David. I like to be many things, as you said. First, I wanted to be a pastor. Then I wanted to be a footballer. But I should not choose for myself. I don't have my own purpose. It's God who has my purpose.
My God. Twenyweza abasumba twenyweza. Anto wawulira abana. Twenyweza. Yes,
God.
Praise the Lord. And a microphone, you have a DJ.
When I grow up, I would like to become many things, like they both said. I'd like to become a scientist, if not a chef, if not an artist. So, yeah.
Yeah. Monday to Friday. Ofumbira ba president. Saturday. Ogenda mu kizungirizi n'ogenda ku mwezi. Sunday n'okomawo n'obuulira abantu. Olweggulo n'okola concert. Multi-purpose. Kati mwe kibakubye, kibakubye. Yes, Israel.
As I've been growing up, I've wanted to become many things. Yeah. When I was around 4 or 5, first I wanted to become an astronaut. Then as I kept growing up, as I grew older, I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to become an engineer and a music minister. Then as I've grown older, now I want to become a scientist.
Now you are older, huh? Okay, man. Yes. So you become a scientist, yes.
My name is Mirembe Mark. First, when I was young, I wanted to be a doctor, but now I want to be a governor.
You want to be a governor, like Governor Bank of Uganda. You want to manage money.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. When I grow up, I want to be an artist, as in drawing. Really great at drawing. And another thing, I would like to be a pastor when I grow up. Yep.
I'm free. Slap him in Jesus' name. Say, I'm free. You had these kids when they were talking here, speaking here. Man, they could tell you they are free. Shout it out. Say, I am free. For the Bible says, if the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed. Do it again and free yourself. Omanyi, you know, but let me tell you something. If you are really free, you have to free yourself. Because the freedom was done 2,000 years ago. Jesus has already died for you. So if the jacket is the what keeping you bound, take it off. If it's high heel, take it off. And jump and shout and tell everybody, I am free. Hey! We are free.
We as Proclaim Music are in Robert Kanja Ministries. We are deeply saddened and we stick to the truth and we know the truth. Yes. That's why Romans 16. Let's read.
16.
Yeah. That's why Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things does the Lord hate? Ye seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Let us stick to the word and the church of Christ. And as Paul says in Romans, do not be in the company of those who cause discord in the church of Christ. Stay away.
Let's stay away from people that create discord among brothers, among families, church communities. There's so many born-again Christians that are going to be misled by this propaganda. Let you not be one of them. And a sister, a brother, tell them the truth. And I don't know if you'll be agreeing or anything, but the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
And our brothers, we are praying for you. We love you. We mean good. We're praying for you. And like, besides all this, we are thankful. We are living testimonies of the Robert Kayanja Ministries, basically.
Here is Hong Kong. We are so blessed by the Proclaim team. Wherever I see the team go to pray for Hong Kong, I just see the heaven open.
Our pastors, our trainers, our mentors are children of the ministry, of Robert Kayanja Ministries. They have been raised by this ministry. They have been trained everything. They know everything. We know everything we live by is from there. And we know the truth. We are the truth. We are testimonies to tell you that there is good seeds being sown at Robert Kayanja Ministries, and we are one of them. And we are proud to be one of them. That's why at the end of our videos, or at the beginning, sure, it depends on the video, there's always Robert Kayanja Ministries, because we are proud to put it out there that we are under him as our spiritual father, and we accept the call on his life, and we are submitting to it. So we thank God so much for his life, for his family, and we pray the best for them. And feel free to come to the Miracle Center Cathedral. Feel free to come by. We minister love in a hurting world. Yeah, and as Proclaim Music, please, 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 even after watching this video, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Proclaim MKC. Hit the notification button just to be notified when we post something new. And we are posting a lot of new things. So please, please, if you don't have the app, download it. It's on App Store and what? Google Play Store. Yeah. So feel free to download the app and follow us. Yeah, and on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, is Proclaim Music. Yes, we love you guys very, very much. We love you. We pray for you. We're going to be posting very many more videos. We may not be on stage. It may just be, you know, us talking about something, or it may be videos from our concerts. But we love you guys so much. Thank you for the love and support. We love you. We pray for you. Ciao.
Also, guys, not forgetting, this is Easter week, Passion Week. It's important to delve into the word of the Lord, continue to pray, seek his face, spend time with family, and continue to remember the sacrifice that Christ made for us, because it is what has made us who we are today. It is that price that he paid on Calvary that made us who we are. So, yeah, enjoy yourselves. As you are enjoying yourselves, please read the word of God and remember that the word of the Lord comes before anything. His love comes before anything. We love you, and see you next time.